Excuse me. I just need to... It's you. Whatever. Hopefully you're leaving. What the... Why aren't these buttons working? Come on, you stupid things. Oh no. What the? No. No, 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 no. This can't be happening. Why you, of all people? Why with you? Why here? It's broken, you idiot. We're stuck. At least for now. God. I had a gut feeling before I even left the house this morning that something bad was going to happen, and now I'm trapped here with you. I just wanted to see your sister. That's all. She said she'd gotten something for me, and she wanted to give it to me. What? She said the same to you. She knows we don't like each other. Why would she invite us over at the same time? Forget it. We just need to figure out how to get out of here. Use your phone. Call her. Well, I left mine in the car. I kind of thought I'd be out of here quickly. Plus, being on my phone whenever I'm hanging out with people just distracts me. You left yours upstairs? You were going back up to get it. Oh my god. No, it's okay. She knows that I'm coming. If I don't respond, she'll come looking for us. Right? Right? No, I refuse to freak out. I'm not going to. Because the last thing I need is you telling me to calm down, because I swear, if you try to tell me to stay calm, I'm going to get violent. What about that bell thing? Yeah, that. Ring it. What do you mean it's not working either? This cannot be happening. What are we gonna do? I can't be in here with you. I don't know how long I can be trapped in here with you and not lose my mind. It's simple. I don't like you. And I never have. Yeah? Well, I guess I'll just have to cry about it, won't I? Newsflash. I don't give a crap if you don't like me. Never have. Never will. Yeah, well, if you're so tough, why don't you pry the damn doors open? Whatever then. Guess you're just as much of a victim here as I am. So why don't you quit all that yapping? You're not any better than me. I never said I was. That's the difference between you and I. You're just an ass for no reason. Yeah, of course I'm mean to you, because you're mean to everybody. Your sister is a ray of sunshine at her college. Why do you think she's popular? Everybody loves her. But you... you weigh her down. You're like some demon looming over her shoulder, keeping her from greatness. It doesn't help that you two don't look a thing alike. You know how many guys you've scared off. Ugh, plenty. They all seem to think you're her big, scary boyfriend. As if. Who would want to date you anyways? As if. You know, the cocky thing? It can be cute on some guys, but you overdo it. Stupid tattoos and mood swings and crooked smile and charming British sarcasm. It's absolutely distasteful, all of it. Who could like a scoundrel like you? Yeah, well, whatever. I remember how you treated me in high school, so... if you think you can make amends, you're sorely mistaken. Oh... of course you don't remember. Why would you? Your sister and I were in the book club together. Remember? I was always hanging around at your house. Not that you ever noticed me. God, you really are insufferable. You not remembering me is just another reason to prove that you're big. Never mind. We just need to wait. Your sister will come and then this nightmare will be over. And what was that? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give you the impression that we were gonna have a heart-to-heart? Not happening. I only brought it up so you would understand that I know who you really are. The way that you treated me back when... before I was pretty. That's who you really are. You only treat pretty girls with respect. And a man like that is no man at all. That's why I hate you. Because it means you want something. You only like people that can be useful to you. You're an awful demon. And like I said, your sister would be much better off without you. I don't even know why she still brings you around. Well, you got kicked off of the damn campus anyways. I swear if she wasn't blood related to you. God, you're delusional. If after all of that, you think I have some sort of weird crush on you? I already told you, this whole self-centered thing only works with certain guys. It's not you. So you can take your god complex, and you can shove it right up your... Lila? Lila, is that you? Hey, we're stuck in here. Can you get help? Lila? Is she laughing? Why is she laughing? She left. What the heck? Do you think she's coming back? I don't see how she could have possibly planned such a thing. How would she know that we would both be in here at the same time? Your sister is good. What do you mean? Yeah, well, an evil person calling someone evil. I don't know. Whatever. Even if she did do it on purpose, surely there's a good reason. Fine. Shoot. Well, you seem to think she has some diabolical reason for trapping us in here together. Surely you must have a hunch. Do you care to share with the class, or are you just gonna keep sitting on it? Apologize. After all these years, she thinks I'm interested in an apology from you. I thought I made my opinion on the matter quite clear. Like you're actually willing to give one. Because your heart is ice cold. You don't give a damn about anyone but yourself. And maybe your sister. But other than that, why would you give two craps about apologizing to me? Aw. I almost believed you for a second. That one sounded pretty sincere. The heck, man? You seem kinda serious. It's freaking me out. I don't know, it's not like you. It must be because you want something from me. So why don't you just spit it out? I'm not as naive as you might think I am. I mean, yeah, I guess I could see that. I'm allowed to be angry about it, okay? I don't care if it was years ago. I always really liked you, and... Shit. Forget it. This is stupid. You're stupid. I don't have time for this. Have I noticed that you haven't been with other girls in recent years? Look, if you're in a bit of a dry spell, it's probably because they all noticed and realized how awful you are. So don't blame that on me. I don't understand. Why would you stop seeing other girls for me? I don't even like you. But she didn't tell you that, did she? I don't understand how you could have figured something like that out. I only told her. And if she didn't tell you, then how? We were in high school, not elementary. You don't tug on girls' ponytails to show them that you like them. You didn't have to be so horrible to me. You could have just... Well, I don't forgive you. How could I? After everything that you put me through, how could I? I only ever wanted you to... I only ever wanted you to see me... and like me. I started trying to be like the girls that you would show interest in. That's really pathetic, huh? I changed myself for you, all the while telling myself how much I hated you, and you liked me exactly how it was the entire time. I never even needed to change. How awful is that? Huh? So, do you think she's gonna come back? Anytime soon, I mean. How long do you think she expects us to take to sort it all out? It's not like either of us can call her, so... I guess we're just winging it here. You laughing? Why? I mean, yeah, I did. Started dressing all cute and girly. I don't know, it seemed to be the type of girls that you'd bring around the most. Although, like you said, eventually you did stop. I don't know. I hated you so much, but subconsciously I felt like it might piss you off the most if I became exactly your type. And then you couldn't have me. Just so you know, and so we're clear, if it wasn't your sister setting this up, I totally wouldn't believe you. But I know she always has my best interest at heart. And if she believes you, then so do I. It's all just kind of strange, I suppose. Having to switch from that to this. All of a sudden like that. I still feel like if you make one wrong move, I could go back to hating you so easily. And yet, even when I hated you, I never truly was able to hate you fully. What the hell are we gonna do? I mean about the elevator, Tomas. Why? What were you thinking? You meant about us? I didn't even realize us was going to be a conversation. I don't think you've ever had a serious girlfriend. So why? I suppose that's a conversation for a more romantic setting when we're not trapped in an elevator together. Nothing in particular. I was just thinking what we could do to, you know, pass the time. Let's see. There's three walls. Technically four. The floor. There's us. Only so many things that we can do, right? If you want me to say something specific, you're going to just have to say it. Because I can't read minds, idiot. How am I supposed to know what you're thinking? Unless you tell me. Treat me with respect. Of course. You'd better. Although, I don't want you to think that means you can't, you know, look, there's clearly a lot of sexual tension between us, and you don't want to make the first move because of what I said about you being a massive man whore. Well, I didn't use those words exactly, but you know, we have no idea when your sister's coming back. And there's a lot of pent-up emotions finding out that you feel the same way about me as I do you. You don't want to make the first move because you don't want to ruin this. Not when you've waited so long. But I'm giving you permission. I want you to make the first move. I admit I always imagined our first time a little differently than this. No, I mean, not that I've imagined it, like, a lot. Maybe once or twice. God, why did I say that? I just mean... Okay, I mean, maybe during ovulation I might have entertained the idea. A few times. I don't know. Oh no. You're gonna think I'm some massive pervert now, aren't you? I don't want you to think that I'm that kind of girl. I'm not, I swear. I just couldn't help myself sometimes. But imagine what it would have been like. Surely you can understand where I might have been coming from. You do? You don't think I'm weird, then? For picturing us, I mean. So then, that means you want to, too, right? It's not just me. What a relief. You know, like I said, who knows when your sister's coming back, or how long it'll take for anyone to fix this and come get us. We could, you know. I mean, only if you want it to. That is. Well, I am. No, you're right. Never mind. I don't know why I brought it up. I just don't want to make any mistakes with this. I want it to be real and mean something. Because I never thought that I would tell you how I feel, let alone that you'd feel the same way. I just don't want it all to mean nothing. It has to be for something, right? It has to mean something. I don't know. So, then you do? Want to? I mean, with me. And it means something. Well then, I guess there's no other option, is there? We just have to, don't we? You don't really think your sister would trap us in an elevator just so that we would confess to each other and then, well, this, do you? Who cares? I just haven't seen what you look like without a shirt on in a really long time. I mean, not that I ever looked or cared. Duh. Shit. Fine, you caught me. Are you gonna take it off, or are you gonna make me do it for you? That's what I thought. You've gotten quite a few tattoos since I've seen you last. Shut up. Below the belt, too? I mean, you have to show me. For, like, research purposes. Come on. God. I'm not gonna lie, this looks so hot. I don't know, I just like them. They look good on you. So you should definitely give me a detailed, in-depth analysis, showing me each and every one, even the ones in your most delicate places. You're right. Another time, maybe. First, we need to. It's just hot. And that's why I'm not wearing any underwear. No other reason. I don't know what you're talking about. What about you? You commando? Let's see. No. You've got some underwear on, but there is something else in here. I can't quite place it. It's long and thick and hard. I wonder what that could be. My poor, innocent imagination is dumbfounded. I guess you'd better show me, huh? Holy shit. You're packing heat. I had no idea you had all that going on in there. Shit, I might have compromised my moral values and just fucked you anyways. But I suppose all good things come to those who wait. What? You're not sure if you can go in yet? Here, give me your hand. Why don't you tell me if you think I'm ready for you or not? Pretty what, huh? you could just pick me up and put me against the wall. Just... yeah. Like that.
God, it smells like cum in here now. And there's squirt everywhere.
Oh, we're still going. I mean, of course we're still going. I knew that. I just... never mind. Proceed. Someone coming. Fuck. Well, I don't know. Grab your shit. My dress didn't exactly come off. You're... practically butt-ass naked. We'll put it on. You don't want your sister to walk in on us like this, huh? Alright then.